Proclamation number 6776 of 5th of March, 1957. Forwarding prophetic word. When the signs of the end will make themselves felt, then also those will remember your words who opposed you before. And this is my purpose when I constantly instruct you to pass on my word, to inform everyone of what is about to happen. As long as their lives are still monotonous, they will not take your words seriously either, but they will think back to them when unusual phenomena occur of which you have already spoken before. Doubts and unbelief will often chase away their thoughts again, which seriously try to deal with it, but again the events will not fail to have an effect, and then it will still have been achieved that they will try to explain everything to themselves with a higher force and are already prepared for the great adversity and the difficult time which lies ahead of you all. And so you know that I only exhort you to diligent vineyard work so that many shall still take notice of these announcements, even if they don't believe in them. Bear this knowledge to all who cross your path and do not be offended if they mock or blaspheme you. This knowledge cannot be spread in any other way than through people, and it must always be left up to them whether they want to accept it or not. You should only ever tell them that you are only relieving yourselves of a divine task when you speak to them, that they are not forced to believe but that they should also once entertain such thoughts that a quick end is imminent for all people. And even if they listen to you unwillingly, the thoughts of your words will haunt them or also suddenly come to their consciousness when unusual phenomena are reported. And something is preparing itself. Because everything comes true which I let proclaim to people through seers and prophets. And don't become fickle yourselves when the days seem to pass by in peace and quiet. Sooner than you think, the day will come when there will be great lamentation amongst people. And much seed can still spring up where the ground has not been entirely stony. I don't have many workers on earth who know my plan of salvation, but for whom I have spread it out in order to find capable helpers on earth for a work which can only be carried out by people. But these few are initiated into my plan of salvation and also recognize the necessity of an intervention on my part, and in this realization they shall also draw their fellow human beings' attention and pretend to be my messengers, my servants who only carry out the Lord's order. They, being in my service, should not fear people. They should speak without fear what I myself have communicated to them, and they should be firmly convinced that I also stand by my word. That everything will come about as I have announced to those who are to speak in my stead on earth. And even if people smile pityingly because of your faith that you are in direct contact with me, one day they will freeze because of their unbelief. I call all of you to this work who receive knowledge of my word, for opportunities will always present themselves to all of you where you can mention it, which you learn through my word. For this, too, is still a last means of salvation which, however, is not compulsory again. Whatever will come has been planned from eternity, it is included in my plan of salvation and determined by my love and my wisdom. And therefore you, my servants on earth, can spread my announcements with complete conviction. You need not fear that you will be punished with lies one day, for the eternal truth itself conveys this knowledge to you. And the eternal truth itself instructs you to inform your fellow human beings of it as well. For the sake of their salvation I still use such means which make it easy for them to believe but which never restrict people's free will. for even then they can still give themselves explanations if they don't want to believe. Amen.